With a roundup of this week's local news, I'm Andrew Murray. Coming up are local pig farmers on the verge of a crisis. There's fresh help available for flood victims in the Scottish Borders. And the Uppies took on the Doonies yesterday. If that doesn't really mean anything to you, our reporter John Callan will fill you in just a bit. First, local pig farmers are facing the lowest pork prices for over half a decade. We looked into the problem earlier this week and found out just how crippling the situation has become. Farming groups are now calling for support, not to turn things round, but simply to help them survive. Here's a special report from Shona McCallum.
Well, it's grim news for farmers who say they're losing up to £10 on every pig sold, and it's all a result of EU oversupply. NFU member Kevin Gilbert's one of those making a loss. 2 years ago, he was getting £29,000 for a load, and now that's dropped to just £19,000. He has this message for retailers, butchers and shoppers.
We would just like to promote our product in Britain and in Scotland and encourage people to pick up the Scottish product from the shelf in preference to Danish and Dutch, and that would help us stay in business a bit longer.
Farming leaders now plan to meet supermarket giants to discuss the promotion of Scottish pork over cheaper rivals.
If you've been affected by the plummeting price of pork, we'd like to hear from you. Send us an email to news@radioborders.com. Next, a controversial Scottish Borders wind farm could be set to get an extension to its lifespan. The 48-turbine development at Fallago Rig has permission to operate until 2038, but EDF Energy wants to extend that by another 5 years. The Lammermuir Hills project only went ahead after the Court of Session ruled against a high-profile opposition campaign. Police think the same gang is responsible for a string of housebreakings and thefts in the Scottish Borders, Midlothian and Edinburgh. A total of 9 businesses and homes were targeted from Peebles to Curry on Thursday and Friday of last week. A silver Vauxhall Vectra with 4 people inside was seen close to several of the crime scenes. Opponents of the controversial tourist attraction in Tweed Bank, which will house the Great Tapestry of Scotland, say it's being railroaded through.
I think it came to us as a fait accompli. We've had mixed messages about who the drivers are. We've signed up to build this building without any understanding of what the relationship with a trust is going to be. I don't think that's good business practice.
That's a Conservative group leader, Michelle Ballantyne. It's after a last-ditch bid from her party to remove the £6 million plans from the council budget failed yesterday. The local authority is still waiting on Scottish Government funding for the development. SBC leader David Parker's convinced the doubters will be won over.
It is a good project and a sound project, and I think in the weeks and months ahead, the council will be seeing a little bit more about the project, trying to explain it better to the Borders public and trying to reassure people that actually the investment is worthwhile.
A charity's raised almost £500,000 for people affected by flooding over the winter. But bosses at Foundation Scotland say applications from the Scottish Borders have been few and far between. Parts of Hawick, Peebles and Jedburgh were severely damaged by heavy rainfall in December and January. The organisation's urging more people from the region to get in touch and use the help available. Now, it's been a tough start to the year for employment in the Scottish Borders and North Northumberland following a succession of closures, cuts and redundancies. One company brought good news on Tuesday, creating over 200 new posts at HGS in Selkirk. The customer services firm is one of the town's biggest employers. Our reporter John Callan asked its European CEO, Matthew Valence, if it could expand even further.
Our order book of business will secure this site and we'll be at full capacity here by the middle of this year. And yeah, we are reviewing our options as to where we go from there. And we have a number of other sites across the UK that are also reaching capacity, so we're in the process of figuring out where we go from here.
And that possibly could be in the Borders, do you think?
It could be. We wouldn't rule that out. We have a whole range of options that we're looking at right now.
A pilot project for vulnerable new mums in the Scottish Borders got a funding boost this week. Hope Webb found out more about the scheme.
4 Borders mums, 1 bright idea. Now local group Nurture the Borders is getting almost £10,000 to launch Mum Mentoring. It's a programme designed to give new parents advice from trained peers who've seen it all before. Director Rosie Kennedy from Gallus Shields explains the thinking behind it.
There are lots of mums out there who need a bit of extra support, and that's really hard to come by, particularly if you need emotional, practical support. There's not much out there to offer.
If successful, they're hoping it can be extended beyond the Borders to the rest of Scotland.
And in a tradition going back over 250 years, Uppies and Doonies did battle in the Jedburgh handball yesterday. John Callan also went to find out more about this one. Here's his report from the game.
For those who don't know, it involves nearly 100 men chasing a tiny leather ball through the streets, trying to score or hail at either end of the town. Players come from far and wide. In fact, Olivier even travelled from the south of France to take part.
As I say, in February, come on, in Jadbo. Okay, we arrive to play.
Well, play is expected to go on a little while longer, not just tonight. Hugh Hornby's written a book on the game and says he expects it to thrive for years to come.
Probably thanks to the internet and people having access to more in the way of images and so forth, you know, there's a greater appreciation of what it's all about.
The Uppies won 9-4 this year, even though they had fewer players. We've posted a video of the match along with this bulletin. Follow us on Twitter at Your Borders News.